Let's talk a little bit about some of the trades that you made, Andy. Looking back, any one of them, and I mean this, could probably make a general manager's career, a young general manager coming up in the game. You had the opportunity to make a lot for an evolving roster, but Eric Bedard for Adam Jones, Chris Tillman, George Sherrill, who was an all-star in his own right, Cam Michelio, Tony Butler, Koji Uehara for Chris Davis and Tommy Hunter, Miguel Tejada, what, the day before the Mitchell report came out, to Houston for Troy Patton, who's a very accomplished left-handed reliever right now in the Orioles bullpen, Dennis Orfate, Mike Costanzo, Matt Albers, who's still in the big leagues, Luke Scott, who's helping out that Tampa Bay ball club, and then maybe actually my personal favorite, Brett Jacobson and James Hoey for J.J. Hardy and Brendan Harris, not to mention the Mark Reynolds trade, which certainly helped out the Orioles last season. Does any of those stand out in particular to you as far as how did I pull that one off?
Well, they're all important. You know, in their own right. But I do think the one that had the most sort of unsung impact to the roster, in my view, was J.J. Hardy. We had such a difficult time there at shortstop. You know, you were holding your breath, you know, every time the ball was hit over there. We weren't getting much offensive production. We went through, I don't know how many shortstops to get someone like J.J. that was going to be reliable, consistent, and then contribute as much offensively as he did, which I don't think anybody was expecting, 30 home runs. And then for him to take the leap of faith and agree to a three-year extension, you know, pending his free agency and clearly what was going to be a good season for him, showed an article of faith on his part. So I think that when you already think about Matt Wieters being there behind the plate and Adam Jones in center, and you had an opportunity to really make yourself strong up and down the middle of the diamond, that one, I think, you know, had a lot of lasting psychological impact for us that was very positive.
Andy, tell me about the last year and a half of your life. You've been in the baseball grind for so long. Obviously, you're very accustomed to it growing up in a baseball family, but what's it been like for you?
Well, it's been, you know, it's been fun. I mean, the initial catalyst in many respects was my father, who, you know, had limited time left. My contract had expired. I, you know, was concerned that I wasn't going to be able to spend much time with him. And I was struggling. You know, it was 4.5 years of tough baseball. That's the problem when you take over what would become a rebuilding job. You know, your years there, you're just going to have to sort of muddle through the tough times, you know, and try to build something for the future and keep your eye on the future and not get too downcast when you're going through some what you recognize are going to be some tough seasons. But I've had the opportunity, my goodness, I love to travel. You know, my wife and I have been to Turkey and Greece and Italy. We've been to China and Thailand and Vietnam. It's been a great eye-opener for me. I mean, I've seen things. You know, you see just a different world over there. A lot of things we take for granted over here aren't so much the case there. So that was a great experience for me. I've really enjoyed the freedom, you know, because if you are in baseball, you have to be all in. You can't just dabble in it. You have to be, you know, committed, and it requires a lot of time and energy to do the job right, and that's what the fans expect, and that's what they, you know, what they deserve.
So what's next for Andy McPhail?
Well, I think, you know, to me, my father, God bless him, is going on to the next game, whatever that might be. So I would think, you know, hopefully sometime next season I can get back affiliated with some team or something. You know, it doesn't necessarily have to be on that 24/7 regime that is, you know, being a major league general manager, which, by the way, I'm sure he does. I mean, Dan deserves a lot of credit for surrounding the position players with starting pitching. That's hard to find. And to come up now with four starters in just the course of a year or two is no easy feat. And as you and I know, Brett, you can't win without starting pitching. So I think that's a big piece of the puzzle right now. But eventually, you know, I'd like to get back, you know, in some capacity and be involved in some way, shape, or form. And it really could be, you know, a wide spectrum of things.
Would it definitely be with the club, or could it be with the league one day itself?
It could be whatever. You know, I'm not too, particular. I like new things. You know, as I think I said when I took the job back in 07, my father used to tell me, you know, every 7 to 10 years, you ought to sort of reinvent yourself and do different things and keep yourself energized and take on new challenges.